listening to A Shot in the Arm on BFF.fm.
Sadly unleashed and alive, you cheated and won. You're
BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. Thanks for tuning in on this Sunday morning. You're listening to A Shot in the Arm with me, your host, Dan. I'll be here till 10 a.m. And I gotta admit, the theme of today's show is I didn't prepare a thing. So I'm winging it. This is going to be another, raiding the CD shelf edition of A Shot in the Arm. Pulled about 12 CDs off the shelf before leaving the house, and that's what you're going to hear. Because sometimes compact discs need love and need to feel important like they once were. And still are in my household. That one you heard right there was one of my favorite bands. Sadly, no longer a band. The American Analog Set. And that was their first ever single that they put out as a band. It was called Diana Slow Burner 2. You were hearing that off of the compilation Through the 90s, Singles and Unreleased. It was also the first track on their first full-length album entitled The Fun of Watching Fireworks. But I was reading the liner notes to this compilation and learned that, among other things, that the name Diana Slow Burner, it was named for an NPR correspondent whose actual name was Joanne Silburner. Fun fact. We started off at the top of the show with Crooked Fingers. That's Eric Bachman's project. And that was on the recently reissued second album, Bring On The Snakes. The first two records, which originally came out on Warm Records, have been reissued by the Merge imprint, which is Crooked Fingers' current label, on vinyl. I want to say for the first time on vinyl. Pretty sure you heard the compact disc version of that song, Doctors of Deliverance. I'm going to keep things going now with some Pinback, because Mr. Rob Crow, frontman, founder of Pinback, has recently made a return to music after announcing essentially his retirement some months ago on Facebook, but he sort of came back on the internet to set all of our fears to rest that I think he was just in a state of severe stress. And he's not retiring from music. In fact, he's got a new band together. It's called Rob Crow's Gloomy Place, and they're going to be embarking on a tour which is going to bring them to San Francisco, to Bottom of the Hill on March 25th. Very exciting. I'm going to play a Pinback track now, though, a classic one off the Blue Screen Life album, the first Pinback LP that I ever heard. It's Pinback here on A Shot in the Arm, BFF.FM. Stay with us.
You're listening to BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever.
Thank you.
That's Field Music with It's Not the Only Way to Feel Happy. That's from their self-titled first album. And Field Music are going to be coming to town on April 1st. They'll be playing at the Independent. Very excited about that. They're going to be supporting their brand new record. It just came out on the Memphis Industries label. It's called Common Time. Before that, we heard a lovely little instrumental number from Sea and Cake. That was called You Beautiful Bastard. That was off the Wii album. And we started things off there with classic stuff from Pinback, going back to their second full-length record, Blue Screen Life. That track was called Boo. And again, Rob Crow will be out on tour with his new band, Rob Crow's Gloomy Place. And they'll be playing Bottom of the Hill on March 25th. Always great to see Pinback when they come to town. They almost always play Bottom of the Hill or Bimbo's, two of my favorite venues in town. So I have every confidence this Rob Crow show will be a worthwhile one. Moving on, let's hear some Calexico. It's a shot in the arm. You're tuned into BFF.fm. Best frequencies forever.
A bullet with no pain, driving north on the harbor freeway, up and over St. Thomas, Vincent Bridge, making stops as you go. Everyone you used to know, flashing your fury, gonna lay your enemies to waste. South Bay into the San Bernardino, down into the valley, driving to meet your connection. Never heard you when you come. Come, live it with a breeze. Drop them to the floor. Blood pumping through the rain. Riding off in the snow. Driving near the stars. You pull over to the sky. Voice trickles from your heart, and now the bleeding won't stop. Now the bleeding won't stop. Say, heavy with the pain, only a bullet could stop your pain. Never heard you when you come. Thank you.
I'm calling you out. The candles cling, tentative flame, but they burn just the same. Just in case you forget. Sick in the silt of the strangest taste I've hated today. Still something sings within the vein as I forget to fail. I forget to complain. How much more can we stand to say before clouds complain? Soaked to that critical state with the overdressed words of the well-meaning vague. And how much will the leitmotif sway to compensate for fallow yet vigorous play on the century's tape, on the lived but yet named. Hold out, hold out, 'cause this moon is twice as good. Year of night, what you thought you understood. Set out, because this haze is bound to wane. Can no longer pretend to hide the will of third class seats on tomorrow's trains. Thank you.
lost his way in this world. He's lost his way in this world. Josh says he has lost his way in this world. He's lost his way in this world. He's lost his way in this world. Dogs are barking in the night. The pylons hum, the marsh is quiet. And outside, it's just a hair after midnight. Satyr's laughing in the trees. The green man walking in the leaves. It's nothing, but isn't everything something? George says he has lost his way in this world. He's lost his way in this world. He's lost his way in this world. George says he has lost his way in this world. He's lost his way in this world. He's lost his way in this world.
FF.FM.
Cherry, don't to what we took for granted. Art is denser than a hockey puck. The rats in the pile on a tilted room. The walls are jagged and expanding, but you aren't there.
FM. It's Stephen Malcolmus and the Jicks with a track called Old Jerry. That appeared on an EP called the Dark Wave EP, which was bundled in the first pressing of the 2003 Piglib album. And it's a great little EP, definitely worth seeking out that particular pressing of Piglib. Piglib, incidentally, my favorite Stephen Malcolmus album. The Clientele in there before that, from an EP as well. That Night a Forest Grew is the name of the EP. You heard the song George Says He Has Lost His Way in This World. That's one of several EPs the Clientele released on a Spanish label called Aquarela. And those EPs are all sort of like a departure from the sound that you typically hear on their LPs. In fact, one of them is almost entirely an instrumental affair. Definitely worth seeking out if you're a Clientele nut like I am. We heard Yola Tango in there, going all the way back to their first album from 1986. That was The Pain of Pain. We heard Karate with The Lived But Yet Named from 2000's Unsolved LP, and way at the top of that set, Calexico from one of their tour LPs that they've put out over the years, only available at shows. This one is called The Book and the Canal. You heard the track Heavy with the Bass. And that brings me to the end of the program. Thanks so much for tuning in and indulging me in this very unprepared program. We get to dig back and hear a little bit of my compact disc collection. Always fun. I'm going to leave you with some Y-Oak, and then you're going to stay tuned and you're going to listen to TV on the Radio with Jess and Leah. And I will be back on the airwaves next Sunday. That's BFF.FM. Find us on Twitter, BFFDOTFM. You can find me on Twitter at ArmshotFM. And give us a like on over at Facebook at Best Frequencies. Have a great Sunday, everyone.